بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Inshallah, today we'll continue the series of bettering our character from the perspective of the Quran, the advice of the Quran, the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And today we'll be talking, inshallah, about justice. Islam is a system of justice, a way of life that has at its foundation the concept of justice. And today we will take two proofs from the Quran, two ayats, two verses that are, I would say, very deep and at the same time worth pondering over and trying to apply in our daily life, which immediately, if we were to, you would see the whole world around us changing. And these verses are not easily to apply. It's a very, very difficult thing to do as a human being, and we will see why, inshallah. And inshallah, the first verse, it's in Surah An-Nisa. That's chapter 4. And please, as we always do, and I always advise you, please do take your Quran with you and do check these verses and read and see the context and see what Allah is trying to tell us here and try to apply these things. So Surah An-Nisa, that's chapter 4, verse 135. O you who have believed, be persistently standing firm in justice, witnesses for Allah, even if it be against yourselves or parents and relatives. Whether one is rich or poor, Allah is more worthy of both. So follow not your personal inclinations, lest you be unjust, or you will not be just. And if you distort your testimony or refuse it, then indeed Allah is ever with what you do acquainted. So let's take it, inshallah, step by step and go through this verse, an amazing, beautiful verse. O you who have believed. Allah is asking the people who have iman in their heart. They believe in God. It's a characteristic of believers. So this justice, what Allah is asking us to, this is a characteristic of someone who believes in God, someone who loves God, someone who fears God, someone who is hoping for God. This is one of the characteristics that should be at the foundation of someone who is a believer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, يَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُونُوا قَوَّمِينَ بِالْقِسْطِ. Allah is saying, you have to stand firm. It's like pretty much, this is an order. And as I heard some of the shuyukh saying, that whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the tafsir of the verse that start with, يَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, are something very important. And one of the sahaba said that whenever you hear, يَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, then you should pay attention to what comes next, because it's something very, very important. And indeed, in this case, it's something of extreme importance, because Allah is ordering us to stay persistent and firm in justice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, كُنُوا قَوَّمِينَ بِالْقِسْطِ شُهَدَاءَ لِلَّهِ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you have to be witness for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the ultimate judge. When no one, no law, and many people will say, will try to cast doubts sometimes on the Islamic methodology of the law, and they'll say, well, you know, what if you do this or you can do that, you know, you can escape the law. The point is that the law is meant to govern human life. People, it's all based on the intention. A person can learn, for example, Sharia and use it to be able to evade, you know, the proofs against themselves and to use it for crime, while at the same time a person can study it so he can uphold Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rules and regulations, and that is out of his fear and his morality and his devotion and belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's all based on the intention. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing again the believers and telling them that you have to stay firm in justice for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the one who's watching you. You think you can escape human laws, you think you can escape laws of whatever kind, you know, police is not going to watch you, no one's going to watch you, mom and dad, you're not going to be there. But Allah is always going to watch you. So you have to stand firm in justice for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even, subhanAllah, even if it would be against himself, ala anfusikum, even if it would be against yourself, subhanAllah. So can you lie? Someone came, you know, it was exchanging some emails and they're saying, you Muslims are allowed to lie. And I was trying to explain to him the concept of, no, Muslims are not allowed to lie. They're not allowed to lie. And subhanAllah, look at this proof, Allah subhanAllah, against yourself. If you can seek some benefit for yourself in your worldly life, but yet something happened, you should admit your mistake. If you did something wrong, if you did some, you're in a court of law, you should admit and be against yourself, and Allah subhanAllah will reward you for being truthful. And we know the three signs of the hypocrite. This muttafaq alayh, Allah subhanAllah, the Prophet told us this in this hadith, that the signs of the hypocrites are three. When he speaks, he lies. When he promises, he breaks his promise. And when he is entrusted with something, he breaks his trust. So subhanAllah, this is something very, very important. Against yourself, you bear witness. Or your parents, or your relatives. Can you imagine you're in a situation where your parents have done something wrong, or your relatives, your cousin, your brother, and then you're caught, you're called to testify. And how many of the people, subhanAllah, today, they will say, no, you know, to defend. They think that they're helping their family in that case. But if they've committed a crime, you cannot lie for them. If they did not commit a crime, for example, someone is pursuing them to beat them or something, or to take their right, and then you see someone, maybe a friend or someone, and you see him being chased, someone's trying to rob him, and then, you know, he hides somewhere, and the robber comes and she's like, did you see someone rob him? You can easily white lie and say, no, I did not. That is a different thing. Please, you know, we have to make the differentiation. Whether one is rich or poor, because we see throughout too many times in our societies, the poor always get the worst, they get punished, this and that, but the rich are being left off. The rich use, you know, and this is also pretty much, you know, basically, the rich will give, you know, will corrupt, you know, people will, you know, will try to bribe people. This is not allowed. And Allah is more worthy of both. So follow not personal inclination. Don't follow what you think is correct. Don't follow what you know your desires tell you. But actually, and don't distort your testimony or refuse it. And Allah, if you do that, Allah knows what you're doing. You can escape this and that, but Allah exactly knows exactly everything that you're doing. SubhanAllah. The next verse is in Surah Maidah, Surah 5. This is verse 8. All you have believed, be persistently standing firm for Allah. يَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُونُوا قَوَّمِينَ لِلَّهِ شُهَدَاءَ. Both verses, subhanAllah, start the same. Amazing. Same words. بِالْقِسْ. The same, you know, beginning. Be persistently firm, standing firm for Allah. Witnesses injustice, and do not let the hatred of a people prevent you from being just. But just, that is near to righteousness. And fear Allah. Indeed, Allah is acquainted with what you do. Again, subhanAllah is watching. Look at this beautiful thing. Be firm in witnesses and justice, and do not let the hatred of a people prevent you from being just. How many times people who they hate someone or they don't like, and this is sometimes human nature, you cannot control, you dislike someone. Something happened in history between you and that person. And then you have the opportunity to hurt this person. Maybe you're called to justify, to testify against this person, whether he did something. And maybe you've never seen him do anything, and you will invent a lie. Or you will say something, you will fabricate something to hurt this person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells that the believers, and again, the verse starts by, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, a sign and characteristic of a believer. Stand firm, even if it is. And don't let the hatred of people prevent you from being just. If you hate this person, that person hates you. Whatever happened between you, you cannot lie. It is not allowed to lie and go, especially false testimony. And it's such a big punishment for them. And fear Allah. Be righteous. That is closest to righteousness, subhanAllah. Even you might hate this person. He might hate you. It is closest to righteousness to speak the truth, to stand firm on justice. And you can connect the two verses from the two surahs together. If it is your family or whoever it is, you have to stand. Even if it's against yourself, subhanAllah, and you're hating the other person, you should admit your mistake. You should admit your fault, subhanAllah. Even though you might not like that person. SubhanAllah, look at the justice of Islam. Look at the beauty of Islam. Look at the fairness of Islam. And people even sometimes come and say, you guys are allowed to lie, you guys are this, you guys are that. SubhanAllah. Quran gives us what we need to. The Quran gives us the characteristics of a righteous person. What would contribute towards a healthy society. The traits that human beings need to possess. And subhanAllah, and Allah closes, and fear Allah. Know that if you think you can escape these laws, if you think you can escape justice that is on earth, fear Allah. You will be brought to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment and the ultimate judgment. People, and that's why people sometimes say, how come Allah allows this and that, and you know, look at these rich people, they get away with all these things and crime. My brothers and sisters, do not worry. In the end, everyone will stand in front of Allah. And as Allah says, Allah is acquainted with what you do. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among these people with these characteristics, that we stand firm in justice, qawwamin, that we stand firm for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bil-qist. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for our sins and for every time we've erred. And may Allah bless us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.